I said, do you know about Henry? Have you ever heard of Henrietta Lacks? And they'd be like, no, who is she? And then I get to telling them about her. And some of them be like, oh yeah, the ones Johns Hopkins took her DNA in. But a lot of people don't know. And Henrietta Lacks' name should be synonymous with Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Charles Drew, all these people who society has taught us about, but they didn't teach us about Henrietta Lacks. And the reason is because it's still an ongoing process. They don't want people to know that this black woman is responsible for everything dealing with health. Dr. Kareem said, he worked with the HeLa cell. So you got scientists, you got researchers, you got doctors. Look at the way that the HeLa cell has dominated the economy. Look how many jobs she created. Over 11,000 patents have been created from the HeLa cell. And I think three guys have got Nobel Peace Prizes from working with the HeLa cell. And my family, like, it's just the grandkids and the great-grandkids right now. And I promised my mother that I would continue her work. My mother passed away in 2009, 2 days after Mother's Day. And I promised her that I would continue to make ways to keep Henrietta, her legacy alive. Because if we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And it's up to us as the family to take this bull by the horns and lead it the right way. Dr. Kareem said, Rebecca Sloot wrote this book back in 2009. I'm not going to sit up here and badmouth anybody because that's not what I do. But her book is sensationalized. It's a bunch of lies. It's a bunch of embellishments. Her book was written geared to not nobody in this room. Her book was written strictly for white people and academics in the medical field. And if you read that book and look at it through a lens where take just the things that she said, she don't tell you the great things about the Lacks family. She tell you all the bad things. She never said that my mother was a licensed cosmetologist. She never said that my mother was a licensed barber. She was a licensed nail tech. She had her CDL license. She used to drive a school bus. And she was an inventor. My mother invented a baby bottle warmer. Mm. Wow. I had all the patents and everything.
Wow.
In my house in the safe, along with Henrietta Lacks' medical records. I had my grandmother's medical records. I have the only copy of her medical records. She never even said that I was a veteran of the Marine Corps. She never said that I was a high school graduate. All she focused on was me going to prison. I went to prison in 2001. I was released in 2016. I did 15 years, y'all. I paid my debt to society. I took accountability for what I did. I changed my life. And I want people to know that I'm a living testimony. That's why I work with guys returning home from incarceration. I have a transitional house back home called the Henrietta Lacks House. I help these guys transition back into society. Doing these help events because I think your health is so important. Because you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the material things in the world. But if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So, this is why I'm here today.
Thank you. I just want to say that today is much more than I could have ever expected. Just to bring some good energy to the people that are going through and thriving. We all have to fight and thrive because we never know from one time to the next. So in honor of National Cancer Survivors Day, we want to thank 316 Magazine for being here with us today.